There was an article in the New York Times a few days ago that told about a similar incident that happened in 1973. And in 1973, there was a sodomite bar that was firebombed, not by some militant Christian, but by a disgruntled sodomite. So what happened was a disgruntled sodomite got thrown out of this bar. Everybody know what a sodomite is? A homo. Okay, just making sure. I just don't. Well, the reason I say that is because one time my dad brought a visitor to church when I was a teenager, and the pastor preached a sermon. He kept talking about sodomites. That was what the whole sermon was about. And then they got in the car and drove away. And the guy's like, "I just have one question about the sermon. What's a sodomite?" And he didn't even know what it is. Okay. So I'd hate for this to go over your head if you're new to church, if you're new to the Bible. A sodomite is a homo. Okay. Anybody not understand what that is? All right. Now here's the thing. Oh, you mean they're gay? No, I don't use that word, because gay means happy, all right? So anyway, this establishment was burned down by one of their own customers. This guy got mad. He got thrown out earlier in the day. He came back that night, squirted a bunch of lighter fluid, lit the place on fire, and like 30-some people ended up dying in this fire. It was in New Orleans in 1973. But here's the thing about that. When this happened in 1973, the media didn't give a rip. The media did not even care. The only time the media covered it was to make fun of it. I'm not kidding. It's a true story. The media literally, on the radio and TV, if it was ever mentioned, they would just mock it. And here's the thing that they made a mockery of. The churches around the area, they all refused to let the bodies be buried in their cemetery. They said, no, you're not putting these kind of wicked people in our cemetery. Not only that, even the family members of the people who died in this fire in 1973 at the sodomite bar, the family members wouldn't even claim the remains. They wouldn't even come and identify the bodies. Three bodies were never identified because the families wouldn't come forward. One mother was called and said, hey, we've got your son here. And she said, I refuse to touch or have anything to do with that body. That's not my son. Okay. There was a pastor of a local, like, super liberal, United Methodist, just super left-wing. It was known for being, like, the most liberal church in New Orleans. There was a pastor there, okay? And he turned out he was a sodomite. Surprise. Okay, well, okay. That guy was completely just rejected and disowned by his denomination. Okay, so one church in the area said, hey, let's have a memorial service, or let's pray for these people or mourn for them. Okay? The church was rebuked by the archbishop of that state. And not only that, they received stacks and stacks of hate mail and over 100 complaints from their own church members. 100 people complained and said, how dare you mourn these people? And so think about how times have changed. In 2016, you get stacks of hate mail after Orlando going to moi, right? For not mourning. Back then, the guy who mourned got all the hate mail. And because they couldn't find any cemeteries that would even take some of these bodies, the joke that was going around on the radio, and this is literally, this is all from the New York Times. Okay, explaining this. The joke on the radio was, where will they bury the queers? And they said, they'll put them in fruit jars, is what they said. Okay, that was, look, I don't think it's that funny of a joke, honestly. I can think of a lot funnier jokes than that. I'll tell you, see me after service.
Masa.